Welcome to episode 48 of On the Other Hand, 10 Minutes of Torah, a podcast presented by ReformJudaism.org. Each week, we reflect on more than 2,000 years of Jewish wisdom in just 10 minutes with modern-day commentary on the weekly Torah portion. Of course, we think there are plenty of ways to interpret Torah. We want to hear what you think. So talk to us on Twitter. Our handle is @ReformJudaism. Like us at facebook.com/ReformJudaism and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. This week, Rabbi Rick Jacobs, the president of the Union for Reform Judaism, teaches us about Parashat Vayeshev. He wonders who the unnamed guides are in your life that have changed your whole path. When have you been a significant person in someone else's life? And when have you been most present for yourself, and even more importantly, for others?
This week, we focus our attention on Parashat Vayeshev. It's the beginning of the four parshiot that really outline the most sustained narrative in the book of Genesis, the story of Joseph. And it is an incredible story. It takes four parshiot to really fully experience this individual's leadership, his growth, his maturation. In the opening of Vayeshev, we have that moment where his father, Jacob, sends him out to spy on, or at least in the text narrative, to go see how his brothers are doing. But it's very, very carefully worded. So the text says, Lech na re'e et shalom achicha. Go see the peace, the shalom of your brothers. Well, of course, we know the story that Joseph doesn't exactly get along with his brothers because he has these visions of grandeur, these dreams of literally not only leadership, but of literally dominating and overseeing his brothers. So for him to go out and to spy on, or at least to report on his brothers, is in some ways putting him in a very, very difficult position. So he sets out to find his brothers, and he's lost. And he comes upon a guy who says, are you looking for someone? And it's almost like that moment in The Wizard of Oz, you know, which way did they go? And Scarecrow points that away. So he says, I'm looking for my brothers. And this man who is not even named in the text, he's just called Ish, a guy, points the way for Joseph. And it's an amazing moment. Every part of our Jewish history hinges on this bit actor who isn't even named in the story of our people. He doesn't even have, you know, a little moment of credit. And the whole story of the Jewish people would not have happened if it were not for this one guy. He just happened to be standing there in the right place when Joseph said, hey, did you see my brothers? And he says, oh yeah, they went that way. So we think about the whole sequence. If he doesn't find his brothers, he doesn't get thrown into the pit. He doesn't get sold into slavery. We don't have the centuries of slavery, but we also don't have the exodus from Egypt, and we don't have the revelation at Sinai, and we don't have, and we don't have, and we don't have, and we wouldn't be here if it were not for that guy. Now, Rashi, the great super commentator, he can't just accept that it's just a guy. He says, no, 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 we know who that is. That's the angel Gavriel, because it had to be a sacred mission. You wouldn't just have some random person in the flow of such an important narrative. No, no, no. That is none other than a messenger of the Most High. But I love actually the possibility that it's not some special messenger, but that each one of us may in fact be unaware that we have the piece of someone else's puzzle, right? Someone's gonna stop us on the street and ask us for directions to Macy's, and we're gonna know, and we're gonna tell them. Or someone is gonna stop us and ask a question, and we have no idea the significance of our response, but it may change the course of someone's life. And in so doing, it may change the course of life. There's also an incredible word that is used in this parasha that's used 14 times in the Hebrew Bible. The word is hineni. And when Jacob calls to Joseph, he doesn't say, what do you want? Or, okay, I guess I'll have to do it. He says, hineni. The word means not just here I am, but it means here I am in the fullness of my being. Whatever it is that you need, hineni, I am here for you. I will do what is needed and beyond. We have that in critical moments in the book of Genesis. We have it later in the Bible as well. And in this moment, we get a glimpse of Joseph as a religious leader of uncommon depth. And he says to his father, Hineni. It may be that others say that I'm not the one who can be present for my father, for my brothers, but I am here now in the fullness of my being. I can't help but think in the past few weeks, we lost one of our great poets and great songwriters and musicians, Leonard Cohen, who in his most recent album had a piece, a beautiful, beautiful new song that talks about Hineni, that he was present, he was ready, he was willing to not just write poetry and music, he was willing to be present in his own life and in frank terms in all of our lives. So I hope that each of us will think about who are those people we say Hineni to? Who are those people that we always forget to say Hineni to? And it doesn't mean, you know, saying to someone, what do you need? It means even without being asked that we are present for others. And I think of those parents, those of us who have children, when is it that we are able to say in the fullness of our lives, Hineni for our children? When are they able to say Hineni to us and to each other and to their partners in life? The ability to not just go through the motions, but to dig down to that deeper level of relationship. I think that too many of us sort of go through the motion of being present. But I think of particularly of moments. There was a one moment where my middle son was trying to get my attention at an Oneg Shabbat in my congregation I was privileged to serve. And he kept saying, Dad, Dad, and hoping that I would say, Hineni, what do you need? And I just was lost in conversation with all these wonderful people who needed to have a word with me. Finally, this young man, he couldn't have been, my boy, couldn't have been more than 5 years old, screams at the top of his lungs, Rabbi, Rabbi. And I stopped in an instant. And frankly, everybody in the room stopped in that instant. And I turned, I didn't say the word Hineni, but I realized that I was summoned to a moment of being present. But it took my son's calling out Rabbi for me to actually pay attention. Avi seems to get the right response in the Akedah and the Binding of Isaac. Calling out Dad or Mom or partner or friend should be enough. But I also think we long for the times when we are so intuitively connected to those we love and those with whom we share our lives that they don't even have to call out Dad. They don't have to call out Rabbi. They don't have to call out at all, because we could aspire to that same biblical bar of saying Hineni, unsolicited, an absolute readiness. And in the Bible, we know that sometimes God is the one to whom we say Hineni. God sends us to do some sacred mission, to do some healing work in the world, to stand up for justice, to be messengers of the Most High. So in many settings, we will be called to respond. And if we can, from the very depths of our being, be present, be fully in that moment, whether it's a difficult moment, a joyful moment, an ordinary moment, we will be able to reach what our ancestors reached, which is the ability to say Hineni. We remember Leonard Cohen for blessing. His songs haunt us, they inspire us. We think of all those people for whom we say Hineni. And then I conclude with that sense of possibility, the Ish, that one who is not named, who we may in fact be in someone else's life today, maybe next week, maybe next month, maybe never. But let's find that ability to be present in the various lives that we live and to not think that we actually understand how the whole thing will unravel and unfold. It is mysterious, it is holy, it is ours.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of On the Other Hand, 10 Minutes of Torah. If you liked what you heard today, and we hope you did, you can find new episodes each week at reformjudaism.org and on iTunes, where we would love for you to rate and review us. And you can visit reformjudaism.org to learn more about all aspects of Judaism, including rituals, culture, holidays, and more. On the other hand, 10 Minutes of Torah is a project of the Union for Reform Judaism, a leading voice in the discussion of modern Jewish life. Until next week, v'hitra'ot.